This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists overnight. The incursion comes as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
As the fighting continued, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned as cruel psychological propaganda a video released Monday by Hamas militants showing three hostages abducted during the October 7th attack on Israel. Israel says Hamas abducted more than 230 hostages during the October 7th terror attack that killed 1,400 people. Israel declared war on Hamas after the assault, and the constant bombardment of Gaza has killed thousands of Palestinians, as you just heard Linda Gradstein say. The United States on Monday condemned violent anti-Semitic events that have been reported in Russia threatening Israelis and Jews after rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region stormed an airport to catch so-called Jewish passengers. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We call on Russian authorities to publicly condemn these violent protests, to hold anyone involved accountable, and to ensure the safety of Israelis and Jews in Russia.
This is VOA News. Ambulances in Gaza are struggling to reach bomb sites past rubble-covered roads with ever-depleting supplies of fuel. Israel accuses Hamas of locating command centers and other military infrastructure in Gazan hospitals, something the group denies. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Health authorities in the Hamas-run Gaza enclave of 2.3 million say 3 weeks of Israeli air and artillery strikes have killed more than 8,000 people. More than a third of those are said to be minors. Gaza's main north-south road was shelled on Monday, all but cutting the area in two. Anyone attempting to flee south now risks bombardment. Israel has also imposed a blockade, cutting off supplies of electricity and fuel. Limited food and medical aid deliveries have entered Gaza since last week, despite international pressure on Israel.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The number of people dead and missing due to Hurricane Otis, a Category 5 storm which hammered the Mexican Pacific resort city of Acapulco last week, has risen to nearly 100, authorities in the state of Guerrero said on Monday. Otis battered Acapulco with winds of 266 kilometers per hour on Wednesday, flooding the city, tearing roofs from homes, hotels, and other businesses, submerging vehicles and severing communications as well as road and air connections. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement that could end a six-week-old strike against the major U.S. automaker. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
That GM-UAW deal is, according to three people briefed on the agreement, who were not authorized to speak publicly. It follows a weekend of picketing at the automaker's largest U.S. plant, following the loss of another $200 million this week to a lengthy strike. GM CEO Mary Barra went to UAW's Detroit headquarters intent on getting a new contract. The agreement is said to follow the pattern set with Ford last week and Jeep maker Stellantis over the weekend. The deals last just over 4.5 years and include 25% general pay raises and cost of living adjustments. I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuela's Supreme Justice Tribunal said on Monday it has suspended the results of an opposition presidential primary which took place this month, despite an electoral deal between the government and the opposition that allows each side to choose its candidate. The ruling could risk the wrath of the United States, which this month rolled back some oil and gas industry and bond trading sanctions in exchange for the electoral deal. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.